Hey, good morning. Donna and Marley on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. All the big news is here, Mar.
We finally have him, Donna.
The sexiest man alive, according to People magazine.
Oh, the sexiest man.
Do we need fanfare? Is BS.
Blake Shelton?
All right. Whatever. That's cool.
All of that.
All right.
So that's what you're going to do with the thing in the cover.
So you've got
this award. It's called The Sexiest Man Alive. And you're going to go, okay.
Good for him. I mean, whatever.
Blake,
go ahead.
Hey,
have it.
I don't dislike it on the principle that it is going to a guy with, I think, what is probably a great personality. I don't know him personally. You've met him.
Very much so.
Yeah.
He's very easy, very cool.
Yes.
Funny.
I like that it's not just going to a sculpted six-pack. That it's going to a real kind of guy.
It's going to a dad bod. Give it to a dad bod.
It's going to a dad bod. This is how Blake reacted.
People are going to hate me over this. Wow, we have run out of celebrities with both eyes and things like that. We're just down to somebody who is somewhat symmetrical. That must be all you had left to look for. Man, I can't wait to shove this up at him. As proud as I am and honored that you guys asked me, that's really the only thing I care about. I'm owning this moment. I've been ugly my whole life. If I can be sexy for a year, taking it.
That's cute.
I know.
Cute.
I like it.
I like it too.
I have to say, I mean, initially, again, we said this yesterday or the day before when this rumor leaked. We said it feels like kind of a joke, but I have to say, I guess now that it's come down the chute, I am a fan.
Somebody's got to get Billy Ray on the phone and break the news.
Billy Ray is heartbroken this morning. He is nursing his achy, breaky heart.
We've talked about this. Have we talked about this every day this week at this time? 2 days ago, I think we said the rumor that it was going to be Blake Shelton. Yesterday, we said we have another nominee, and that was Billy Ray.
And now your update. Blake Shelton is your new sexiest man alive. I think they also probably feel that they're going to get a lot of publicity because, you know, he's got a weekly television show. I mean, it's on twice a week.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be mentioning it, rubbing it in Adam's face.
Yep.
Every time he does that, he's going to mention, you know, sexiest man, which is associated with people. If he doesn't say people,
it's a strategic play.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You're
on
right.
On the part of people.
You're right. He has a name, he has some fame, and he's got something to promote. So there is the equation. So
yes.
Of course, some of us, I think, are wondering how Gwen Stefani feels about it.
Absolutely.
His girlfriend.
There's a rumor that he might be People's Sexiest Man Alive this
what?
Year. Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Well, wow, they got that right.
I was going to say, I need to know.
I knew I was onto something.
You had the right idea. If he is, what's the reaction if you wake up and that's the news?
Wow, I'm going to look really good, huh? I already had scored, but now I've really scored.
There you go.
Cute.
That is cute.
It's super cute. Gosh. They got that right.
Every time I think about them, I'm equally as shocked as I've ever been.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
Their lifestyles are nothing alike. I can't even see anything that they would have in common other than music.
Mm-hmm.
She never heard of him before. She didn't know who he was.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she say said that? Really?
Yeah, she had no idea. Oh. She doesn't have her toe in the water of country music.
Yeah.
So there's that. And I would say, what would be the other thing they have in common?
I would say family, probably. They're both really probably nice people, I think.
Okay.
Focus on family.
I
good
like it.
Morals and values.
Like, I feel like he feels like he's in hell every time he's in LA.
Maybe, but maybe she does too. She strikes me as a nice person.
Oh,
I don't think that they would be together otherwise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of like, look at these two mean people hooking up. That's what they have in common.
They're so mean. When they hook up, they must be very mean.
So that was cute. I like that.
Okay. And then I guess Blake Shelton has already bragged about it. Here we go.
I'm not going to believe this. I got to show you something.
I can't do anything without.
No, I'm coming around. I'm going to help you. Let me hold your hand. Can I hold your hand?
Yeah. I have trust issues. Your hands are soft. Have you ever done a day's work in your life? This is a great source of pride, and I win. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Take off the blindfold. Just peek.
What? Look how sexy.
That, read that. That says sexiest man alive, which means I am the sexiest man that's living right now.
Man, I'm proud of you, buddy, because I'm only friends with the other SMAs.
You know Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, I'm having dinner with all the other guys tonight. Wow.
So that's, again, one of his first things he did, rubbing it in on Adam Levine's face on The Voice.
Cute. People also signed several male celebrities. They singled them out for having sexiest body parts.
Okay. This is such a weird list. I think these are the weirdest picks. First of all, it does kind of feel like high school. Like, we're in high school.
It does.
And you make a list and you get in trouble for it because it's like pretty kind of superficial, I guess.
What? You get in trouble? This was in our yearbook.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Prettiest eyes. There was a guy and a girl.
Yeah, so guys and gals have done this where you make, it's like in 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah.
You make a list of who has, you know, the best this and this and this. And it's,
right.
You know, it's a very obviously superficial assessment of your classmates. People get in trouble. So, like, in this climate, it feels a little,
Well, even just saying sexiest man alive, I mean, maybe that's not going to be around much longer.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's kind of more all-encompassing than, for example, Kit Harington being named sexiest butt. Who he has expressed that he doesn't like being objectified.
Mm.
So, whatever. Okay, but sexiest eyes went to Bradley Cooper. Okay. Sexiest arms, Jason Momoa.
These are all pretty accurate, I would say.
Sexiest chest, Daniel Day Kim. Okay. Sexiest smile, Barack Obama.
That's accurate.
I think he has a nice smile. I don't think it's sexy. And I also think it's interesting and kind of strange to have a political pick.
I think they've done that before.
Yeah.
I think they have. I think like that Justin Trudeau has been on a list before.
Sexiest butt, Kitty Harrington. Sexiest hair, Andy Cohen?
It's pretty good hair.
What?
Maybe Kit should have taken that one.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then sexiest abs, Harry Shum Jr. from Glee and Shadowhunters. I think this is a weird list.
Where's Clooney?
Where's Clooney? Where's Matt
where
Damon?
Are the other people?
Yeah. Where's Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out? Where's, I don't know, where are some of these other people? I hardly even know half of these people.
Well, I think we're only just kind of touching the surface.
No,
you know.
No, there's only seven of them.
But
isn't
then
that bizarre?
Didn't they also do like the cast of This Is Us is somewhere on this list?
Oh,
yeah.
I was just looking at People Magazine and it has you scroll through seven other, you know, just the ones that I just named, seven people.
Where did I hear This Is Us?
Maybe they have groups or something like that somewhere else.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. One of those guys, I would have thought that they had more momentum than Blake Shelton.
Who? What guys?
The guys from This Is Us.
Milo Ventimiglia. That's what Jason said that to me yesterday. And I had said that to you, I think, the day before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. People's sexiest man alive. Undoubtedly, a lot of random things behind the scenes happening to that because the whole thing is kind of bizarre.
Well, Amar, we might have to, before we get out of here today, find out who you would pick for all these. Because if you're finding this bizarre, is it the category you're finding bizarre or the picks?
Kind of. There's many, many different layers.
Okay.
But we'll have to figure it out before we get out of here at noon.
All right. When we come back, we've got three things. Today we'll go local. These three things coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Good morning and welcome back. Donna and Marley on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. This is where we do our segments. That involves three stories. Today our stories will be somewhat local.
These three things from Donna and Marley.
And coming in hot.
Number one.
Okay, this just broke before the show that Jimmy Fallon is going to do his Tonight Show live telecast on Sunday, February 4th. That is the day of the Super Bowl. He is going to be doing his broadcast from Minneapolis at the Orpheum Theater.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That'll be so cool.
Very cool. It'll air after the recap, a new episode of This Is Us and the Late Local News, a recap of the game.
Yep.
He did previously host a live show from Phoenix after the Super Bowl in 2015. No guests have been announced, but obviously it wouldn't be a surprise if Justin Timberlake showed up as he's doing the halftime show. But yeah, he made an announcement. He was joined by Jon Stewart. Take a listen.
Guys, I want to tell you about this cool thing I'm doing. It is a prize I'm auctioning off through the fundraising website Omaze. To raise money for Night of Too Many Stars, America Unites for Autism Programs, hosted by the amazing Jon Stewart. So I'm very excited about this. So the prize I'm auctioning off is, as I'm sure everybody knows, one of my favorite movies is Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. And Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a wonderful story about friendship, family, and most importantly, sharing pants. So, in honor of that, I'm offering the chance for you to literally switch pants with me for an entire day. No matter what size or style, if you win, we swap pants, and then we meet up to discuss our experience. Yeah, that's what
I
thought.
Are you kidding me? Is that what you're gonna do? This is
great. So Jon Stewart then comes out. They have a bit for a while. I'm gonna try and get to the Super Bowl piece of this.
Okay.
Put us together. Sorry, right. Here we go. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. There we go.
All right. You want to do that?
Yeah. There we go.
All right. Let me just get mine off first.
When is Night of Too Many Stars on?
Oh, it's on November 18th, which is this Saturday.
This Saturday on HBO.
It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, and a lot of stars.
A lot of stars. Chris Rock. I think we had a lot.
Okay.
Of
This is just the same episode.
God, guys, now get to the point.
Now they're switching pants. Yeah, geez Louise. Bottom line, Jimmy Fallon will be here for the Super Bowl.
Okay, and if there's an opportunity for tickets or anything, we'll get on that. Okay, we'll
Absolutely.
Let you know what we find out. Okay, here we go. Number two. As far as local goes, okay, this is kind of a bummer. The Twin Cities is being viewed as a long shot to attract that new Amazon headquarters to the area. This time, it looks like it was the Wall Street Journal who called us a long shot, basically thinking we have no chance of landing it. If you listen to everybody who doesn't live here, it was back in October when Amazon said that it had received proposals from 238 cities and regions across the United States. But according to the criteria for its new corporate center, which could, you know, create tens of thousands of jobs.
Yeah.
Which would be fantastic for us. It looks like Dallas, Boston, Washington, D.C. all fared the best. And then Minneapolis was next to last, with only Newark faring worst. We came in right before Newark.
Oh, geez.
I know. And then back when they made the announcement that they were looking for a new place, it looked like the New York Times had published a blog post that kind of knocked us out, too. But don't throw in the towel yet. You never know. You never know. Game ain't over yet. Not sure when they're making that announcement, but we'll keep you posted on that, too.
Number three.
Okay, the final thing in these three things. Local, this is from our neighbors to the south, Iowa. Have we found their new signature food? A guy on Twitter made himself a grilled cheese sandwich last week. Instead of bread, he used Pop-Tarts.
What was he, 2.5 years old?
No, a sophomore at Iowa State University. He tweeted, "You ain't from Iowa if you've never had one of these." So now a lot of people who've said maybe they've never heard of it or have, they've chimed in on Twitter regardless, and they've started making these. Again, it's a grilled cheese using Pop-Tart as a bread. It looks so nasty. I don't want to eat this.
No. I mean, I wonder if you've put it in a pan. You put the cheese in, you put the Pop-Tart and the...
No, you just toast the Pop-Tarts because that's what you do with Pop-Tarts.
Right.
And then you put the cheese on it and then you push it together and then the cheese will melt because the Pop-Tarts are so hot.
Gross.
Super gross.
Not okay, sir.
Yeah, so some people now think that maybe this will become one of Iowa's signature dishes.
I'm sure the rest of Iowa's going, what? Don't drag us into this.
Probably. If you had a good piece of cheese, I guess it might not be that bad. But the cheese that this guy is using in his tweets looks pretty nasty.
Is it the kind that you unwrap?
Yeah.
The individually craft cheese food?
Like it's not actually cheese, it's cheese food?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you put a real piece of cheese, who knows? I don't know. It might be kind of good.
I guess. All right. Good luck with that. Now we have something to give to Colleen and Bradley for their Cheat Day Friday.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. When we come back, when have you accidentally gone to the wrong place? I did such a thing just this week.
Literally gone to the wrong place. You meant to go somewhere, ended up somewhere else.
Yep. Give us a call and we'll discuss coming up next.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
It was you, Kristen, who shot JR.
Entertainment.
Hey, good morning and welcome back to the Donna and Marley Show on My Talk 107.1. We are everything entertainment. I'm Donna Valentine. That's Marley McMillan. I was an idiot this week. I'll tell you about that in a moment. We're talking about when have you showed up to the wrong place, you know? Like literally, wrong place, wrong time, maybe the right time, the wrong place.
Yeah.
We've got Dawn on the line, 651-641-1071. Hi. Hey, Dawn.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. What did you do?
So last night I went to buy a gift certificate at Benihana.
Okay.
And they told me to go in and talk to the bartender. So I'm talking to her and I said, you know, like $100, that seems reasonable. And she's like, oh, that's super generous. And I'm thinking, well, that seems weird because Benihana's, you
expensive.
Know, not very, right. So all of a sudden I realized, so she walks away to get the card. And all of a sudden I realize I'm not hearing the teppanyaki sound. And I look around and this other server comes up and he's like, can I help you? I go, I think I'm in the wrong place. And he goes, well, where do you want to be? And I said, Benihana. And he's like, you're at TGI Fridays.
Wait, how did you get that so wrong?
Well, they're next to each other. So he's like, you want to be over there? So he like escorted me out the door over to Benihana's. So, yeah.
Oh my God, Dawn, when we posed this question, were you like, did they know? Like, what are the chances that this just happened to you yesterday?
I know, and I heard that earlier when Marley was, you know, prepping your show, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to try to call in. I didn't think I'd actually get through, but yeah,
yes.
How funny that just yesterday.
Hilarious. Thank you for sharing that. That's so funny.
Absolutely. That's totally what we're talking about, and that kind of just happened to you, right?
Yes, it did just this week, and again, our number is 651-641-1071. If you've ended up somewhere like, I don't know, the wrong college class or party or a wrong flight, this is what happened to me. I'm on my way home from work. I'm thinking I'm going to be productive. My dog needs a bath before I leave him with a friend for Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Just because it's the courteous thing to do,
sure,
right?
Sure.
So I'm like, oh, I'm going to get him a haircut too. So I call ABC Groomers, not its real name, ABC Groomers in Eden Prairie. So I get on the phone. I'm like, hi, is there any way that you could squeeze us in today? They're like, yeah, we have a 3:00. I'm like, perfect. See you then. Bye. I go home, get stuff done. I'm stretching out the time. I pick up the dog. I go to ABC Groomers in Eden Prairie. And they're like, yeah, no, we don't have an appointment for you. I'm like, oh my God, I just made it like an hour and a half ago. They're looking up the number and they're like, you sure it was us? I'm like, yes, absolutely. Because I looked and it said Eden Prairie on the thing. I hit call. Apparently I made an appointment in Minnetonka. At their ABC Groomers.
So same whatever, same business, but
yeah,
just a different location.
But the locations are like a half hour apart.
Yeah.
So I would have been late to go to the one where I actually made the appointment. I feel like a complete idiot. I do this all the time.
Yeah.
All the time, like at Project Down and Dirty. Remember I was banging on the room next door to us? You know how they have connecting rooms, hotel
yeah,
rooms?
Right. That's right.
So Jason said that he was in the next room. So I start banging on the door. I'm like, let me in. Let me in right now. I'm doing the Fred Flintstone on the door.
Donna and I had a connecting room to another room. And so the door in our room was the one she was banging on. Little did we know, Jason was on the opposite side of us.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you open one door and then there's another door.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I was banging. And it turned out I was banging on the wrong door. So anyway,
knocking on the wrong door, Donna.
Story of my life, Mar. Story of my life.
We're talking about when have you showed up to places, the wrong place, literally. We've got Katie on the line. She has a story to share. Hey, Katie.
Hi. Yeah, mine was so embarrassing. So first of all, I was looking for an AA meeting, which is never easy in the first place.
Sure.
But I did my research and I found one and I showed up on a Wednesday night and kind of was looking around the building trying to find it. And these two men said, you look kind of lost. Can we help you? And I was like, well, yeah, I'm looking for a meeting. And I didn't want to say what it was for.
Right, because the whole anonymous thing.
Right, right. And they were trying to guess, you know, what it was for. And I was like, yeah, I think it's here. And they're like, well, sure, yeah. Well, it's going to be right through that room. So I go in, and it's all men staring at me, which isn't that weird. But then it was, I got the wrong night. It was a Tuesday night, and it was the men's sexual deviance, like, group, and they thought I was the guest speaker.
Oh, my God, Katie, no.
Yeah, I hightailed it out of there. It
were you like, embarrassing. Oh, no, that is... I don't know that anyone could top that story.
Oh, it was really bad. Anyway, it shocked me pretty sober that night. So that was good.
Oh, my God, Katie. That is so funny. I'm glad they thought you were the guest speaker and not like the guest entertainment or anything.
Wait, Donna. So I was on the phone. What was the meeting?
She was looking for an AA meeting on a Wednesday night.
Yes.
She didn't realize it was Tuesday night. She goes to the place and it turns out that she went into this room with all men.
Yes. I heard that. What's the meeting? What was that meeting?
Sexual deviant and, you know, anonymous kind of meeting.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, I didn't know they have those.
Well, that's why it's anonymous.
Yeah. That's great.
It's good, though. It's great that they have it.
To be able to seek help.
I bet there's groups for just about anything.
Wow.
All right. So we're talking about wrong place, when you have gone to the wrong place, literally.
We've got Linda on the line. Hey, Linda, what's your story?
Well, I went to the wrong week.
I've done that.
I walked. I was really young. I was in my late teens, and my friend's uncle died. I said, where's the funeral? And she goes, I went on 7th Street. I'm thinking West 7th. She's talking East 7th. So I go to this wake, I pull in, I didn't recognize any cars, I walked in, signed the guest book, I thought, I don't know any of these people, and I knew her family, and they were all young, my age, and I thought, what the heck, and then this woman comes up to me, and she goes, hi, I'm Terry's mother, were you a friend of Terry's? I said, Terry, who?
Who's Terry?
Here's some young kid about my age who was killed, because I looked it up, in a motorcycle accident. I felt ridiculous.
Oh, goodness.
I'm like, no, okay, goodbye.
You're like, so sorry, so sorry. So pardon sorry. Me, excuse me, pardon me.
That was pretty funny. Everybody at the real wake that I made it to thought that was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I've done that. I've done it all, Mar.
What wake did you go to? What wrong wake?
So I had a friend that I worked with in New York, and her mom had died. And she was African-American, and I'd known her for a long time. And I walk into this wake with a friend, another coworker, and we see a Caucasian person in the casket. And I'm like, wow, I never knew that Mosetta's mom was, you know, Caucasian. And realized, and that old, because it was an older person, like really old. And I was like, what is going on? And sometimes you're in shock, so it takes you a second to click. And it's like, oh, God. And just did that, excuse me, pardon me, excuse me.
So sorry for your loss.
So sorry. Oh, hello, hello. And then just, it was like two doors down.
Oh, okay.
You know how wakes will have like multiple.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, okay. In the same building, though?
In the same building.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's a little better, Donna. We've got Kathy on the line. Hey, Kathy, when did you show up to the wrong place?
Well, I drive school bus, and on occasion I do charters, and I picked up, it was dark, I picked up a boys basketball team. The coach and the guys got on the bus. And I started driving, and about 15 minutes later, I bring them back to their school, only for the coach to look around and go, this is the wrong school.
Oh, no.
I took the whole team to a different school altogether, and nobody noticed, and I had made the wrong, you know, I'd made a mistake, so, that was very embarrassing. It's one thing to do it on your own, but then to have a group of people
an
with
audience
you.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Know that you're not alone.
Happens to all of us.
It does.
All right, we've got Amanda on the line. Hey, Amanda, when have you showed up to the wrong place?
So it's sort of the wrong place. I was in the airport, I don't know where, somewhere in California, I think Santa Ana Airport. And I was text messaging, and I had to go to the bathroom, so I'm like walking and texting. And I get into the restroom, and I look up, and I realize I'm in the men's restroom, and there's men at urinals, and I'm like, oh my God. And I don't, and I just bolted out of there. It was scary. But the women's restroom was right next door.
It is scary though when you come out of like a stall and then you see men and their backs, yes, and you're like, what is that person doing against the wall? Then you're like, oh no, you want to hightail it the hell out of there.
Absolutely. We were talking about that yesterday. A lot of people, I think, yeah, ending up accidentally in the wrong restroom. We've got Jennifer on the line. We'll let you have the last word. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi. I went to my husband's office party, and he went home to do the babysitter thing and shuffle, and then I got to the office party. I went, and it was like at the Marriott downtown or somewhere, mm-hmm, and it was a whole hallway of different ballrooms off to different directions. And so I went in, and I was talking to people about, oh, yeah, Andy's at home getting the babysitter, la, la, la. And they were talking about kids, all kinds of conversations. And then he came in and tapped me on the shoulder. He's like, this isn't my office. But the other part of the story is they had a really excellent party, and my husband works the government, and that was not a fancy party. So we kind of hung out there for a few minutes.
That's so fun. Just be like, hi, how's it going? Yeah. Just waiting for Carl. He'll be here in a minute.
They were very polite to me. They didn't know my spouse.
That's great. Thank you so much for the calls. I love that. All right, we got to go. We're going to come back. Pink, speaking of fun, she was on Carpool Karaoke. We love Pink. We're going to hit the couch and discuss that and more coming up next on My Talk. You're listening to the Donna and Marley Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right, another edition of Carpool Karaoke is out there.
I like to sit on the couch and watch TV.
Time to talk TV with Donna and Marley. Get their take on what to binge watch and what to delete. So get on the couch.
Hey. Yeah, Pink. I didn't really like this one, I have to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah. I like them both, and I'm watching it, and I want to be charmed by this in the way that I'm charmed by so many of these. But this one, I don't know if I'm just maybe getting a little tired of this, but it just felt like they didn't really talk all that much.
It's interesting because you had once said about Pink when she was on Watch What Happens Live that you feel like she's still a little guarded, or she's putting on, you know, putting out there like, I'm a tough girl kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to see more like authenticity from her.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that kind of vibe?
I didn't really get that same kind of vibe where I didn't feel like she was putting anything on. I just felt like it was kind of just a run-of-the-mill Carpool Karaoke.
Like lack of charm or chemistry, maybe.
Yeah, I just didn't feel like it really had any of those moments that are so fun and enjoyable,
okay,
for us to watch. I thought it was very fine.
Okay, you give it an F.
Yeah.
Okay, for fine. All
it's
right.
Still fun, but it's, I just didn't get like how we felt about the Ed Sheeran one and the Bruno Mars one.
It's so good.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's sample some of it.
Okay. All right. So, to me, my favorite parts are always when they talk.
Yeah.
And when
they
tell stories and that kind of thing. I think the best story that Pink told was about how she was in love with Bon Jovi.
I love this.
Take a listen.
You were convinced you'd marry John Bon Jovi. How old were you when you realized that wouldn't happen?
Probably 7 or 8.
Right.
I still remember I was in the car coming home from singing lessons.
Uh-huh.
And they said on the radio that he married his high school sweetheart, Dorothea.
Yeah.
And I almost threw up in my mouth.
Really?
I ripped his posters off the wall and threw them out and didn't come out of my room for days.
Really?
I was devastated. It was the first time someone ever broke my heart.
Have you seen him since?
I told him
this story?
The first time I met him. We did a radio show in New Jersey, and I think I was like 22, and I was like, how are you guys? Are you happy? You and Dorothy?
Everything's working out all right.
And then he sent me a flower arrangement.
Really?
With a pair of leather pants.
No.
Safety. The flower basket was like life size.
Yeah.
And there was a pair of leather pants with a note that said, now you can finally get into my pants.
That's cute.
It's funny.
That's really cute that he did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. Oh, really funny.
All right. I like that.
Yeah, that's cute.
But even the way she was telling the story, too, was just very matter of fact. Mm-hmm. Like the vibe of like fun maybe is not as prominent.
Maybe. And she was very giggly. I mean, she laughed a lot at James Corden. So that's nice. Okay, she told another story about how she opened for NSYNC. Take a listen.
You used to open for NSYNC.
Mm-hmm.
When was this?
First tour ever.
And what was it like?
I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
They were really sweet. And Joey Fatone used to come in my dressing room every day and visit with us. And he was such a sweetheart.
He had a bit of a crush, right?
Possibly.
Didn't he ask your dad if you could go on a date?
Uh-huh. And he took me to Friendly's.
Oh, you did go on the date?
We went to Friendly's as a friendly date, not like a date date.
I'm going to go big and say that I don't think Joey thought that he was in the friend zone.
Oh,
I think he thought he was making it to the end zone. So he went to your dad and said, can I take your daughter out on a date?
Yeah.
And your dad was like, honey, it's Timberlake or bust.
God. My dad actually thought Joey was very charming.
Okay, but let's say, what if it was JC? What if he tried to?
I like messed up teeth and a record.
Oh, so they weren't bad enough.
Yeah.
You're more of a 98 degrees kind.
That is so funny. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was a cute story,
Does
too.
Does Joey Fatone have messed up teeth?
No, like she wasn't into Joey Fatone. She thought they were all kind of too...
Oh, too perfect.
A little too clean. A little too straight edge, yeah.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to her current
love.
Yes, Carrie.
He's a little more... He's
husband.
A little rougher around the edges.
Yep. I think she likes that, yeah.
Okay.
So the songs they sang What About Us, they sang Get the Party Started, they sang Beautiful Trauma, which I love. That is such a great song, one of her newer ones.
Because I've been on the run so long, they can't find me.
She's a great singer.
She's the best. Gosh. I mean, she said she was taking singing lessons when she was 7.
Oh my gosh,
so
yeah.
Imagine.
Her voice is amazing.
It's so great. And I mean, and she could sing upside down.
Well, so she was saying at the end of this video, that's how they kind of ended it, was she was saying, I feel like I can sing better upside down sometimes. And James Corden was going, how can that possibly be? You can't, how? And she said, I don't know. I just feel like I can sing better upside down. Which makes sense to me, actually.
Why? Does it have to do with your diaphragm or something? Or
no,
how sound?
To me, it would have to do with the fact that your soft palate is being pulled down by gravity then. And that's something that you want to lift when you're singing. So if you were upside down, that would come more naturally.
Okay.
So that makes sense to me.
Like
your soft
that.
Palate would automatically be going, would be pulled up. Or if you're upside down, pulled down.
Okay.
And that would create more space in your mouth.
Well, and she's one of those people, obviously, if you've never seen her in concert, you probably saw her on television doing all the, you know, the acrobatics in the air and on the bars. And the fact that she can sing like that. And, you know, she's got her breathing under control.
Yeah, she's a really good singer. And she's like Lady Gaga styles good singer.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder, like, why are other people lip syncing? She's dancing through her whole show. She's just
not
so
as strong
focused.
Of singers.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of Pink, though, how played out is that What About Us?
So played out.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Every time I turn around, that song is playing somewhere.
It is everywhere. Does anyone even, no offense, I liked that song when I first heard it. But now I'm sick of it. I mean, is anyone still feeling like they want to hear that as much as it's being played? It is everywhere.
fair. You're right.
You can't help but just be like, what about us? Just because you know it. What about us?
Really? I change the channel immediately if I ever hear that anywhere.
Even if I do change a channel, I walk away. Now it's in my head.
Yeah.
So I have to pass it on to somebody else, like in the hall, and be like, what about us?
And they're like, why is this problem following me down the halls?
Because now I want you to pass it on so it's out of my head. Thank you.
Donna, that's not how that works. You don't pass the song that's stuck in your head on to someone else.
What's the tip again, Mar? You to get a song out of your head, do you sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or something?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought you gave that tip once before.
I have no idea. I always thought it was you had to listen to the song again and then you could get it out of your head.
God, I hope that's not the case.
No, I don't think it is. I think you're right. I think you sing something else or something like that.
All right.
Okay. Let me see here. We are out of time, but we have the entire Carpool Karaoke posted at our website at mytalk1071.com.
Awesome. When we come back, let's talk love. Kim Kardashian accidentally reveals the sex of her baby on Ellen. She's got a new perfume and somebody's getting married this week. We'll tell you who coming up next on My Talk.
My Talk 1071. Everything.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Entertainment.